Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for this day is the fourth commandment from Exodus 20. Honor your father and mother, with the emphasis on mother. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, there you have it. It has been my pastoral privilege to preach on the vocation of motherhood every year on this day. And so here I go again. And I pray that it's edifying and that it brings you great joy. I remind you once again that the fourth commandment begins with the word honor. And it begins that way for a very specific reason. Now this week, no doubt you heard Kevin Durant appropriately giving his mom props. That is to say, giving her honor and thanks to God in his NBA MVP acceptance speech. And so on this Mother's Day, let's review the point, honoring. I can't say everything that I want to say today, otherwise we'd be here all afternoon. You know how preachers are, especially me. So right out of the chute, I want you to know that mothers are to be honored because God uses them as his instruments to give life. Isn't that outstanding? It certainly is. God creates creatures. Through creatures, moms. And you thought the stork dropped off babies on people's doorsteps. Good grief. Through the divinely ordained vocation of motherhood, God himself is at work in the world. This, then, is precisely why the fourth commandment begins with the word honor. You are to honor your mother because God is hidden, yet active, and at work in the world for the benefit of the good of his creation through motherhood. It is God who empowers a woman to be a mother, and through the woman, it is God then who creates, sustains, and raises children. Motherhood, therefore, is a divine and it is a holy vocation. Now, one would think that what I'm about to say is a no-brainer, but that isn't for sure anymore, so I have to say it. I hope you're listening. Here goes. A woman's body is created so that a baby can be conceived in her womb. God has given the woman an incredible power. What is that? The ability to provide or give life. This, of course, is God's power, but God uses the woman as his instrument to give life. In other words, God exercises his life-giving power through women that he calls to be mothers. You remember Genesis 3, verse 20, don't you? Adam called his wife Eve because she was the mother of all the living. So here we learn about the calling of the mother. Note the verb called. Naming is associated with calling and therefore with vocation. And so the meaning of Eve's name shows the essence of her calling. Literally, Eve in Hebrew is very close to living. And it sounds just like the Hebrew word for life giver. Eve truly is the mother of all the living. And so a mother is a life giver. And as many of you know, during pregnancy, mom shares her body, her nutrients, her strength, and her own space with her baby. After the labor and delivery, the mother continues to keep her child alive by nursing her, keeping her clean, protecting her from the cold, diseases, etc. For those of you ladies who've been there and done all that, you now know that motherhood is a very physical and demanding vocation. That's another no-brainer, isn't it? Mom endures the physical and emotional changes of carrying a child for 9 months. She suffers the dangers of labor and delivery. She changes diapers. She cleans up puke. She calms temper tantrums. She bandages wounds, physical and mental. She drives the SUV to practices and games and field trips and birthday parties and school. She has bleacher butt from all the sitting at so many games and recitals and other school activities. She sometimes works extra hours at her job or takes a part-time job to help pay for all of the fees. Good grief, those are endless. the clothes and the shoes and the band instruments, the insurance and the groceries. She manages to guide her child through all the stages of growing up. And one of the challenges of being a mother is that every child is unique. And every child is like a snowflake. Some children have special needs, while others simply don't have any. Some children need lots of attention, where others, they're on their own, they're good. Mothers respond as best they can by using whatever gifts the Lord has given them, and then they grow too in the vocation of what it means to be a mother. Now, ladies, the Lord teaches you through the vocation of motherhood what it means, as Jesus said in Mark 8, to deny yourself. I'm going to repeat that. Through the vocation of motherhood, you learn what it means to stop living for yourself and deny yourself. Or, as Paul says in Romans 12, you learn how to offer your body as a living sacrifice in loving service to your neighbor. Who's that? Your kids. Loving, self-sacrificial service is what motherhood is all about. And so mom, then, is like a little Christ for her child. She lives as Christ to her children. Remember, what does Jesus say about himself? I came not to be served, but to serve. That's motherhood. Mom's service of love for her baby begins from the very moment of the baby's conception. She nourishes the baby even before she knows that there's a life conceived and growing in her womb. Isn't that beautiful? It sure is. And this is one of the most exquisite aspects of God's work through vocation. Sometimes we find ourselves serving others without even realizing that we're doing it. Remember Matthew 25? Lord, when did we? Remember that? So, from conception to birth, the mother serves her child. She can't help it. The prenatal help that she provides flows directly from her body without any decision on her part. The body just does it. Her hormones, they shift and they rage as pregnancy continues. Mom is literally reshaped and restructured physically as she serves her child. God crafts and God nourishes, God protects and God's care. He cares for the baby through mom. And mom receives the gift within her. Mom gives up part of herself. I'm going to say that again. She gives up part of herself to form the baby, and then she provides her child with room, with sustenance, and shelter. All this care continues as the baby is born. But the nurture after the birth is even more intentional because the newborn baby is quite vulnerable, and the baby changes quickly. As the baby's needs shift, mom's service adapts accordingly. And then God again continues to care for the child through mom. And so mom then uses all of her intellect, her soul, and all of her gifts as she cares and raises her child. She feeds and clothes and washes and molds her child in the ordinary, everyday, and yet very challenging tasks that too many people are quickly and willing to shun these days. Mother is an example of what it means to live, to make choices, to explore, and to be in relationships with other people, namely her children. Now, I have to say this as well, that Mother's Day can be bittersweet for many because some women can't get pregnant for whatever reason. Ladies, if that's the case with you, do not despair. The Lord could certainly use you and your husband to adopt, because adoption is a God-pleasing thing. In fact, adoption illustrates very concretely the gospel in our lives. Because we are given salvation by the Lord as he, as Scripture teaches, adopts us as his children, his little ones who believe in him. In adoption, this is interesting, in adoption the child does not choose the parents, but the parents choose the child. Right? So in the same way, our Heavenly Father has chosen us to be his children. See how this illustrates the gospel very concretely? Now, the fact that God the Father has adopted us as his sons, his children, is precisely then why Christians have always been the leaders of adopting the fatherless. Adoption is one of the ways that the Lord makes a barren woman a happy mother of children, as it says in Psalm 113. I don't know if you know this or not, but there are approximately 145 million orphans in the world. That's a guess. And adoption is a way to love and serve children who are casualties of chaotic or oppressive foreign countries like Russia, China, and the countries in Central and South America, the Balkan countries, and the Sudan, etc. Some of you did adopt a child or children. And if you did, God used you as his hands and mouth to care for these kids and to raise them. The Brad and Tamley Rickley family of our Elmwood Murdoch community, they've adopted how many of them? Is it now seven? Is that right? It's seven, isn't it? I think so. Three from Colombia and four from China, if I'm not mistaken. And so I say that to illustrate one more time that adoption is a very specific way to be pro-life at the deepest level, and also to exhibit the power of the gospel in our lives. Well, I'd like to say a lot more, but as usual, I'm getting way too long-winded, and so I'd better wrap all this up and call it good. Mom, you're the Lord's instrument. You are the Lord's hands and mouth so that you can serve your neighbor, your child. Again, Mom, you are a little Christ for your child or children. You live not to be served, but to serve. As you give your time and your talents, your energy, your emotions, your health, your hope, your faith, as mom for your kids. The Lord gives meaning to this service of motherhood. He even ties it together with the salvation of humans because the Lord, through motherhood, when the time was just right, sent his only begotten Son to be conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit to live perfectly and pull off a Good Friday a savior of sinners among you, whom you and I all qualify. So finally, I beg all of you to use Good Shepherd Jesus appropriately then on this Mother's Day. Where you have sinned against your mother, or where your mother has sinned against you, let Good Shepherd Jesus and his divine blood mediate and purify all your sin. Confess your sins to each other and forgive each other as God in Christ Jesus has forgiven you of absolutely everything. So, happy honoring your mother as the Lord's instrument who gave you life and took care of you. And to all of you mothers, happy Mother's Day. In the name of Jesus, amen.